brought his girlfriend in here, and now she's pregnant with two kids. Even the damn cops asked to be assaulted me. Yeah, well, my damn kids are trying to have me locked up. He goes, get the fuck out of my house. Well, the guy left and he stole the keys to my house. I don't know nothing about Muslims. No, my son remodeled and didn't pull out a permit.
Negativity. Because a lot of times, if you're talky, they haven't made it. They have hunches. That's manly to have a hunch. Flying and you're being patted down, and then you get to your room and you have a 3 a.m. call to get up and catch a plane to get there to do a lecture, and then get up the next morning and do one and then two and then a meet and greet. Whatever your job is, don't do that. Take time, you know, and that's what I do now. Instead of doing 4, 5, and 6 a month, I'm doing 3 a month. And you say, oh, well, that's too much. No, it isn't, because that was the ones that killed me were the back-to-back. Get up at 3 in the morning, be there by, 8, and go on stage. That's, and put your makeup on, and your fix your hair, get your clothes out. I mean, it's just murder. Then get up the next morning at 3 and go. No.
Eastwood School for Girls.
Hold on.
Chickens under the bed. Bed. Chickens under the bed. Come on. others saying I got different bank accounts, which is not true. Guess what? Eastwood School for Girls.
You're sort of lazy.
Eastwood School for Girls.
Right, 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 right Let's pay $2,000 and go into a forward pass. Let's pay $2,000 and go into a forward pass. Let's pay $2,000 and go into a forward pass. Let's pay $2,000 and go into a forward pass.
She said no payment.
Another coat of paint, they would have had me, right? We are beings. You're an idiot.
I want to put my TikTok in your pussy.
No one, no dark entity, nothing can come up.
Speaking of dark entities,
negativity. You don't do that in my room, because I'll ask you what's wrong with your neck.
Whose hand was that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a hand on the right side of the screen.
Other hand.
That's on me.
I started to go to the restroom.
You said you were late.
You said you were late, so I was entertaining myself.
You want to hear it or not?
Yeah, go.
Okay, hold on.
I'm recording it. Cheryl.
That's all I
want. Well, okay. I like the honking. I recorded it so I can cycle it.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, wait, here.
Hold on. Okay, hold on.
Let me see if I can isolate the sound of the... Is that it?
Yeah.
Sound like a video game, honey, from the 80s. You do. You could do the Duty video game. Cheryl, Howard Stern. I don't know if
you see. I bring content.
Howard Stern did this prolapse rant that was ripped straight out of Cheryl. It was really sad. He talked about his pro. You know, he used to do this character called Fart Man like 20 years ago, but he hasn't in a while. Anyway, he talked about Fart Man coming back and how he would have a prolapsed anus, and his prolapse was dragging on the floor, and then he had to throw it over his shoulder.
I've never heard anything like that before.
I know.
Does he steal everything from us?
Yep.
Normal.
Thing is, he doesn't know it. He thinks that the people he pays for creating content are doing it.
I even called Deborah.
Because he
doesn't even work.
Well, I guess I should, huh?
Yeah. You made me hurry my ass home, and then you don't even call me when I'm on.
Well, you called me. You said you're going to be 10 minutes late, so you were 10 minutes late.
I was.
And you called me. What's the issue?
But then you called Deborah.
She's coming. I was playing a beautiful song about I don't know what that was. Some bongos.
I gotta get the snack ready.
And I was playing it with.
Yeah.
I was playing some music and jamming with Stacy and Phil and the gang.
I miss all of them. Mm-hmm.
That was a beautiful song, by the way.
Thank you.
Which one?
I don't know. It's like Middle Eastern island music. Fuck if I know.
It was Cuban. It was actually Cuban music.
Mm-hmm. It's Deborah trying to be racist.
Yeah.
It all sounds the same. Did you get the Google Doc file I shared?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Let me see.
I added a song in there I think you might like, Madge. When I heard it, it made me think of you the other day.
Listen, whoever asked about the soup is not, it's sort of like a wonton soup without the wonton. It's delicious. It's like a chukken soup with them.
Deborah, I asked you to share.
Oh, I don't get to talk about the soup, even though somebody asked. I don't get to talk about my soup because you bitches are... I'm done.
I thought we were talking about the soup.
I'm done. I finished.
Oh. Is it organic?
Yeah.
Low sodium?
Uh-huh.
Picking up dog, you know what?
Oh, my God, I have the best news, you guys. Trotsky and I were on national television this morning, and I've got a steal.
What?
The Chicago Marathon passes right by me house. So so they woke me at, like, 6 in the morning.
Oh, wait, you're woke?
Yes, I'm woke, you dumb cunt. I'm fucking woke, you fucking dumbass bitch.
Okay.
Thank you for interrupting my train of thought with that idiocy.
So they woke you up.
I done been woked.
You were woke.
And so at 6 in the morning, imagine they blasting on the speaker, Queen, We Are the Champions of Michael Jackson, Beat It. Like, okay, I get that they have this, because the street where they run, one of them is right next to us. So I get that they have to do that, but at 6 in the morning, so they have the big stage, and wouldn't you know it, the stage near right on my street is the front runner stage, which is where they cheer for runners, but it's drag queens. So these six bearded drag queens are on a stage with a huge microphone and sounds...
Bearded
skag drag shirt. Skag drag.
That's the new thing, honey.
That's not cute.
Anyway, so Trotsky and I were on the telly. We were there.
That's amazing.
I'll send you the thingy.
Is it because you were...
No, we were just... It's real tiny. You have to zoom in to see us. It's not like anything really that
great. Oh.
But I thought it was cool. I'm going to find
it. Well, that's
Did you hold up a sign that said Use Radio?
No.
You weren't prepared then.
What does that got to do with a marathon? What does Yeast Radio have to do?
Doesn't matter. It's free advertising.
Oh, Vince just sent us $50. I have to tell you, my new strategy on donation, I don't know if you listen to my solo grums, but did you hear the new, not philosophy, but the new policy, I guess?
No.
Either of you?
No grums without at least, what is it?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you, Cheryl, over the fucking loud noise.
That's okay.
Jesus.
Cheryl listens to my solo grums, at least.
Well, at least I would listen to them if I could fucking hear them.
What does that mean?
I can't hear you over the crack.
Well, that has nothing to do with listening to my solo grums.
I don't have time.
In your car, when you're always sending us goddamn videos that nobody wants to watch, you don't have time?
Actually, I have them backed up because I actually deleted the podcast app on the iPhone.
Okay, whatever.
That's a true story.
I started using this one called Pocket Cast because it works with Sonos. Anyway, I sent you the pictures in our Messenger private chat. And so the thing is, we're not going to do a gram unless we have received enough money to... Basically, I decided we should each make $25 an hour for our efforts. We shouldn't be working minimum wage, or we could just work at McDonald's.
At the very least.
Yeah, at the least. So anytime...
We're very educated women.
So if it comes upon the weekend, and it's getting close to the weekend, it doesn't look like we're going to get $150, which is enough to pay us each... $25 an hour for 2 hours of work, then the show ain't going to happen. Now, what I'm not going to do is wait till the last fucking minute because I got to make plans for my goddamn life. Anyway.
True. And I don't have a life, therefore I have no plans.
The good news is, of course, you could have done shows on your own, but you don't have any more bandwidth, apparently.
That, oh my God, it is bad. And then I think this company's doing what your Comcast company did.
What's that?
Bandwidth reshaping.
It won't let me use the streamer. I can do Skype fine and all these other apps and Netflix, but anytime I try to stream to Ustream or Facebook or Twitter or Periscope, nope, won't work.
What about VPN, honey?
It won't work with a VPN.
Did you,
there's something going on.
Oh, it didn't work with a VPN either.
No, it didn't work with a VPN. Best thing I could do is I put the iPhone in the window sill, connect to LTE, latency 600 milliseconds. Yeah. Works then.
It's so ghetto.
You gotta publicly complain. Life. The only thing that helps me is publicly complaining about it and massive frustration to the point of where I'm almost going to die of a heart attack.
And then it's still...
Well, you know, I'm on the last mile, so I'm sure that'll work.
What?
Last mile.
You know, that's what they call it when you're out in the boondocks. The last mile, broadband.
Why do you live there?
It's free rent.
Are you on a trailer?
Mm-hmm. And see, the trailer don't get good reception because of the tin roof.
Trailer.
If you have free rent, why haven't you paid more of your credit card bills?
I did. I paid off one of the shopping cards, and I'm working on the other one. I got it down to $200.
$200? No, Deborah, don't lie. Left. How much do you owe altogether?
Altogether, I think it's like 15 now.
15 what?
I don't know. I gave you an exact number the last time you asked.
15 what?
$15,000.
Well, how come it was $7,000 a few months ago when Cheryl and I asked you?
Because I wasn't including the car.
You're a fucking liar.
I wasn't including the car before.
And next week, are you going to buy an iPhone X? I mean, next month, are you going to buy an iPhone X?
No, I told you I like that Pixel 2. I think it'll make my life complete.
There's no way in hell you're going to get an Android. And who's making that goddamn noise?
I wonder who.
It's the trailer I'm starring. You know, it's that tin roof here.
Did you get?
I just don't get the reception that I used to.
Did you get the picture I sent?
Yes, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Where'd you send it?
You look kind of mad, though, in the
I already photo. Told you where I sent it, you idiot.
Why do you look mad in the second photo? It's because were you woken? Is that the reason?
Yeah.
How can you even tell from my facial expression? It's such a small...
Look at your face. Your nose and your mouth is high. Like, well,
you do know that I'm tiny and that I'm like the little tiny one. I'm not one of the big people.
No, I thought you were that fat one with the black wig.
Nope.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It looks like Wanda.
One turd.
Are those supposed to be retarded dresses?
So this is a disabled, thing.
What?
I'm saying, there's disabled people in this parade also, right?
Yeah,
it's not a parade, it's the Chicago Marathon.
I know, aren't there retarded people that run that?
But see, in the third picture, there's a picture of a girl in a wheelchair, and then there's a car behind her.
Oh, yeah, they have, like, the people that start the race are the people in the wheelchairs, yeah.
Okay, because I was thinking it's kind of dangerous with a car and a wheelchair.
Well, thank God there weren't any of those popsicle bombs or whatever they call them.
Just saying, circuit, that's kind of crazy.
Circuit party bombs. What do they call those things?
Yeah.
What do you call
those
them?
Those VCR head cleaners, and you sniff them and it makes your anus open up.
No. I'm talking about a bomb.
Oh, you mean a real one. Okay.
We have something to discuss. We have a lot of things to discuss. I haven't looked at your show notes yet. But there, we'll get.
What's with Edith and this?
What?
Needing to buy Carrie Fisher's fruit lamp.
I don't know what's with Edith, but she's a little bit nuts. What happened? She's going to buy her fruit lamp?
She's going on to online, like a QVC for rich people, where they do online auctions, and she's oxygen. She's, trying to purchase these really expensive things, like 80s jackets, Carrie Fisher's maple lamp. And crazy stuff like that.
No, just no.
Okay, well, Edith is very sane. I would...
No.
See, it's not like Reagan Fox. You have to understand, Edith gives us money, so she can do whatever the fuck she
wants.
And
Reagan needs to be banned for that picture he posted.
Well, shut up about banning. Nobody needs to be banned for any reason.
She took it.
Very offensive.
But we need to... First of all, the good news is we have received enough money to do this, Grum, and then some. So we don't...
Never enough, man.
It's enough.
Let Madge finish.
So as a result, we don't need to wait to do Game of Crones. We can do that soon. And did you read it ahead of time this time? Because last time because maybe it would sound better, like you didn't have a mouth full of marbles when you're reading it, if you read it in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. To properly sound it out.
Anyway, I really want to talk about this Rachel Cann obesity video, or whatever they
call it. Oh, it's good.
Not obesity, but the
weight.
We're going to watch it. I watched it, but I didn't hear the words because I was at the Trader Joe's today, so I couldn't hear it. I thought, no, I know Deborah liked it a lot. And
it's just a bunch of these women. I don't understand.
Real women. That's what I like about it. I think
it's anti-body shaming, but Rachel's trying to promote it, so I assume that that means I can play it on the show. But I don't know. Does making fun of it and, like, is promote, if I decided something needs to be made fun of, is that okay? Is that still promotion? I think it is, because all publicity is good publicity, right?
Well, honey, she posted in the Golden Circle, and first thing she said was, you know, yes, I know I'm fat, blah, blah, blah. I know you're going to shame me, so I'm guessing she really doesn't care.
So it's fine. Okay.
I mean, I guess. All right. Then. But then again, we had that foot fucker video on here, and he got offended and left, so I don't know.
I don't know. What happened? What foot fucker?
You don't remember that? About 2 years ago, the guy had the video where he filmed in a bathhouse on like a really nice setup, and it was color graded and everything, and it was like porn, but it was art, and he was like, it's art, Seven. And you had him on the show.
Yes. No.
Yes, yes.
And then he got
her. I hate her so much.
You know,
she is the worst.
He does these videos like every day now. He does these, he does like Cam 4 streaming now and stuff. It's kind of...
But it's not porn, Madge. Don't sit here and act like it is. It's art.
Right. That's what
it was kind of awkward.
That was an
awkward. Especially when Cheryl made fun of it.
It was, yeah, Cheryl, not me. It was all Cheryl's fault.
Yeah, it really was Cheryl.
He got so mad.
Why did he get mad again? Because you said it looked like they had AIDS or something like that.
I was trying to be serious, and then Cheryl was just being drastically shook and mean and went downhill from there.
Uh-huh.
It was deserved.
How did we get on this subject?
I think you said, well, what do you expect when you come on a show with a Christian and a tan woman or something? I don't know. And then that's when we heard the Skype drop.
Now, Deborah, I mean Cheryl, did you open up the list that Deborah made?
I can't. Let me try again.
You're a
complete idiot.
She added the wrong email, but that's okay. Well, you're close to
you that. Have so many.
Google Keep is such a piece of
shit. It's not Google Keep, Google Docs.
I didn't do Google Keep because I knew Madge wasn't going to do it, and she was going to say it was a new technology, so I did the Google Docs.
But why did you do the Google Keep first, then, and send it to me?
Because a certain one of us...
She's like, it's new.
No, certain one of us complained that she doesn't do the iCloud shit. So I was like, well, let me do something she can install on her blown. And she never responded.
What is this anonymous narwhal? Brian says anonymous narwhal.
Anonymous?
I think I did add the wrong share. Never mind.
I see it. It's view only, though.
And Cheryl, where is your contribution?
Well,
fucking dumbass bitch. No money for you.
I'm reading Game of Thrones. I also wrote it.
You don't do nothing for this grum, Cheryl. Did you vet any calls? Did you do anything?
Yeah. Got a new Simply Sarah video. Very soon.
I already added that.
Thank you. Go on.
Did any of you watch Mother, the movie?
No, I was going to, but then for some reason they pulled it.
So can't discuss. What do you mean they pulled it?
I don't know. Like I guess they weren't getting enough people to go see it, so they took it off the 10 o'clock showing.
Deborah, I can't add anything to this.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Mary. Give me the email you want me to add to it. Is it not the whale?
What about the Blade Runner? Did you see the Blade Runner?
No, I want to, though. Did you?
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, I liked the Blade Runner. I didn't like Mother, though I expect Deborah, since she's an idiotic millennial, will feel the exact opposite. Because the millennials loved Mother.
I love Blade Runner, though. But my question was this. Since you were around the time when Blade Runner came out.
Fuck you.
Seriously, because there's like 12 different cuts. Which one should I see again before this movie?
The one where they don't die at the end.
What?
It's the normal one. The normal.
The director's cut? No,
the normal ending. Just see it. The normal ending, they live at the end for Hollywood.
Where she's flipping off the balcony.
I don't fucking remember.
Jesus.
Well, the director's
I downloaded the iTunes version that had the HDR.
Just ask the chat room. I don't have time for this minutia.
Well, the point is this. Does she come back in this one?
What are you talking about?
What's her name? The one with the hair. The one that was in Splash.
Daryl Hannah.
Whatever the fuck her name is. Yeah, Daryl Hannah.
They don't let women come back because they age too much. They only let men like Harrison Ford. I know. I thought they should have had her. And, well, she died in the movie. But Sean Young should have come back. But they wrote her out.
No, I don't think she did, remember? Because in the one cut, I don't think she does. They don't show it. She just flips.
Well, then that's not the right way. That's been a while since. That's not the right edit to watch.
Okay. Cheryl, what, honey?
Excuse me.
At least, look, Giga Tigger writes. Giga Tigger writes.
Well,
at least,
then give me edit access.
Giga Tigger writes. At least millennials didn't elect Ronald Reagan. Well, guess what? You did. You did. You elected Donald Trump. You motherfuckers.
Wait a minute. Why do we keep having different people on the Google Doc? Like now we have Anonymous Beaver.
Because you're a moron.
Because you probably. Deborah.
Cheryl.
So that anyone can access it.
Cheryl, did you?
But nobody knows.
Deborah, did you get. Cheryl, are you in the document right now or not?
Yes, well, they can't edit because it's me.
Okay, then shut the fuck up. Let me explain because you're both idiots. The reason it says Anonymous Beaver is because Cheryl's not logged in, but she's accessing the document.
I am logged in, but she didn't give me access.
No, you're not logged in. You're not logged into Google Docs and when you're viewing this, Cheryl, because that's why it says Anonymous Wolverine. Okay? If you were logged in to the proper way that she gave you access, Turd, then you would be, it would say Cheryl. Or whatever your dumbass Google Docs name is, which God knows what it is. Probably Gutter Snipe N-word or something.
Okay, I send it to that email you sent. Did you get it, honey?
There
now,
there you go.
Madge, if you look at the Google Doc, there is a song.
We're going to watch Rachel's video first.
Okay.
Now. I need you to do a countdown. Can you load it? In your screens, people.
Yeah.
Please, I numbered this. Dancing Lessons with
Rachel. I'm not putting all my shit, Elias.
Just shut up, Cheryl. Okay, we're going to watch this video. Are you ready or not?
How come it's number 8?
I mean, I just numbered them, honey.
Hey, watch this. It was horrible.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, it's so bad.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about it. But, Cheryl, are you ready? I don't care about the order of the fucking document. We're not going to sit here. This isn't a word processing class. What the fuck are you doing?
I love how she didn't do anything for this goddamn grub, but she's going to criticize my numbering.
I'm ready.
Well, the numbering is stupid. They should be bullet points, but who gives a shit? Just leave it. As long as the links are there, we're fine. As long as the links are there, we're fine. If you want to renumber them tonight or before I post it, that's fine.
We can't renumber them because we're posting the doc with the grum so then the person can go back and say, oh, number 8. Oh, we're listening to number 12.
What I'm saying is you can fix the document before I fucking post it, you idiot.
That's true.
You mean she's going to put it in the show notes?
Yeah, Madge said that's what she
That's what I've been doing. Do you not even look at what I post? No, you don't.
Yeah, but you're not posting the Google Doc. She wants bullet points, you dumbass.
I copy and paste.
That's right. Okay, I'm ready with the video.
I don't give a shit if they're numbered. I just want them fucking there. I don't care. I'm not a fucking English teacher. I don't fucking care the order. Are you ready? Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. Fucking.
At least I can show my work.
Everything is so goddamn
hard. 5. Shh. For once. This is easier done than said.
Oh.
Red.
But only because it is unsayable, unnameable, beyond language's latitude, outside words, jurisdiction. Allow this.
I'm actually think of a Madonna.
Yeah, it's just like that.
In the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
collect all of your suffering, all of the discomfort in your own skin, the belligerent self-criticism, pain and frustration, righteous
Lord,
resistance to iniquity, your distrust of self and others, every nagging memory.
I don't know what's going on.
Do not muck around in it. The trick is simple acknowledgement. Then offer it up.
Is that Caitlin?
Is that Eleanor Beardsley from NPR?
Now breathe. Now
it looks like
there
Caitlin
is room
right
for the sound to infuse you. Rhythm resonating through the earth. Soles of your feet.
Okay.
Seven. Remember when you were very small in a very big room?
There's my
You were consumed by the music, spinning and jumping. You let loose. You were overtaken. Your face an abject, blissful expression. Then you felt it happening. Panicked.
They want to know if you separated
from the moment. And sidestepped into observation.
You make art, honey.
You shut down the sensation. Swallowed the smile whole. This is the part where your mind wants to fight you. I promise it is worth the struggle. I've yet
Not
to have
right,
anyone
no.
regret passing through this gate. Shame is a stubborn lock. Pick it anyway. The combination is inconsequential where
Sham.
We are headed.
Kick
in the door if
out.
You must.
Uh-oh, there's Caitlin's secret.
Bust.
I know who she looks like.
Turn away from your reflection, expectation, your projections. Know the glory of your physical instrument, the infinite wisdom. The shock absorption of hinges, cord, the way your hips want to unfold in golden meaning, how your arms want to spread, and your sternum wants to lead, and your head wants to throw back.
Kind of makes me think of your LA sweetness, on
your purity.
Is this about wanting to eat?
Your innocence.
It's about diversity and
more
music.
Than permitted.
Beautiful.
Eight. All that is left.
She looks huge in that.
Ineffable.
She should stick to the white. The red was not flattering.
But what did she, what was it about? I don't understand. First of all, it was very well photographed, I would say.
Yes.
Very, but can somebody explain to me? Because it was hard for me to focus because I had so many things going on my screen.
I think it would work out best for this video if she does one where it has, like, the lyrics. You know how they animate the lyrics as the song goes?
Yeah, that's very subtle. So, Deborah, you really enjoyed it. I know you saw it a few times. So can you explain what that was about?
The music video, the song.
You have no connection. You sound like
you
just
Lord.
Curdled. Now say that again.
I said the music video or the song, honey?
The whole fucking thing. Yeah.
What?
Wipe you?
Oh, Lord, is it cutting out?
I'm not going to wipe you.
Wipe you? I'm not going to wipe you either.
Talking to you in real life is just as bad as talking to you through Siri. You'd make no fucking sense.
And I don't want to wipe your ass.
No, you neither. Well,
Dr. Morale. Dr. Morale.
Deb Tails.
Okay, I swapped
that.
Over.
Can you show that on the screen? My inch.
Okay, Reagan says it uses a dance class lesson as a metaphor for self-acceptance and silencing our inner voice of doubt. It's really beautiful. All right.
Okay, I didn't read that much into it, but then again, I don't have much of an education. But to me, it signified, don't be scared who you are. Don't be scared to dance. Be large. Be proud. Be Jewish. And even if, you know, you don't vacuum, you can still have fun.
Matt, please show Deb Tails on the image.
What does that mean?
You texted me something.
Yeah, what about it? I sent it to Deborah.
You need to the picture that Reagan made, that should also be on the show notes. It's amazing.
Well, you do it. I don't do that. I don't do the
but
show notes.
Let me ask you something. Real question. Real woman to woman. Reagan can spend this time on his lovely five.
Well, he has an eye pencil. He has an eye pencil.
Oh, okay. Well, on his $1,200 iPad Pro with his eye pencil to make this lovely art because, you know, Deborah just inspires him to, you know, watch her get right. But he can't just do something so simple as to tap his little fangy to the thumbprint and send over some Apple box. What's so hard about that, Reagan?
I think what's hard is that it wouldn't benefit him.
Oh, okay. So he uses me to get promotion. And he exploits me sexually.
How does he give you? How do you give him promotion?
Bam.
Because he's using my body and exploiting me.
What?
Like they did to women in the 70s through sex.
All right.
Pornography, honey. Deep Throat. Did you not watch the movie on HBO?
What movie?
Deep Throat. They made a movie about it on HBO.
About the Watergate guy?
No, about the, you know, the video Deep Throat.
You mean
porno,
the movie,
honey.
I don't fucking care.
Can you
please
play this song? It made me think of you, honey. It's in the new music section.
Okay.
Think you'll enjoy it.
Oh, God. Massive iceberg breaks away from Antarctica.
Oh, that is
normal.
Oh, how dare you. Fake news.
Normal.
Fake news.
CNN.
Am I supposed to play the video, too? Does it matter?
No, just the song, baby. Thank you for some reason. To keep my hands on myself.
This isn't new.
Put them back up on now the it's old. Just a little baby
girl is in need. Then I'm coming out of left field. Ooh, I'm a rebel
just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966. Excuse me? I'll be over now.
Because you know you like you're a rebel man.
You could play this on the radio.
Deborah, you have
worse. I found it on Apple Music.
You have worse musical taste than Cheryl.
I just knew you were going to like this for some reason. You just made me think of you dancing at the CD library.
They might black legs.
You're brain dead. All right, what's next on this list?
You know this song? You actually know a song, Cher?
Yeah, my black likes that one.
That song we just played?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so weird. I thought I just found it because I was like, this would be a big hit, but then nobody knows about it.
Except for they knew.
Oh, they... No. You knew about it, so nobody knew the fuck about
it. Next video, white guys fart in my face, raps. Amazing.
Well, what about this dirt one?
We can do that first if you want. Hold on. Hold on.
Thanks, Cheryl. I mean, she wants to do a countdown, honey.
Yeah, I get it.
Countdown. Four. Three.
I'm not
Are you
ready.
Ready.
I'm not ready. Hold on. Okay, now I'm
ready. All right.
Yes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Kill.
Tigger, Tigger just messaged me. They used that song in a goddamn Apple keynote.
Now you have to Okay, I thought I made this clear, but I keep forgetting that you're both idiots. If you're going to put a video on the list that has no audio, then that means people who hear the podcast are very bored. So you're going to have to narrate. If you want to do that, that's fine, but you have to tell people what they're seeing on the video, okay? So, Cheryl, since it's your video, you fucking do that.
It's not my video. It's hers.
It is? You said do it first.
Well, there's
it's your hand.
Someone do it.
Okay, well, there it's okay. There's a hand going up a very muddy hole underneath some a fan.
It's garbage. Garbage.
No. No, it's not happening.
What the fuck is that shit?
That's a whole video, Deborah.
It's a hand going through a fence, and there's rocks.
It's Tim Cook.
And the hand is fondling
no,
rocks.
No, why don't you fast forward to where it's
$1.30. $1.30. Shit.
The whole video is 3 minutes.
1 minute and 30 seconds.
God, you're the worst. You don't know how to put the time code into the YouTube link.
I don't.
You're so
stupid. Y'all told me that last week, and I couldn't figure it out.
It's on every share. When you, it's you're just so dumb. You don't know how to Google. How are you alive? How are you alive? 1:30.
Because of the Apple Watch tells me when to take my diabetes.
Okay, let's start at 1:30.
Yeah, I'm at 1:30. It already went. So we're not doing a countdown for your remedial idiocy. Oh, this is so great. Yeah. So the hand is going away. And now the camera is going back to where the hand is.
What are you doing?
It's a lesbian.
Damn.
It's a lesbian.
What are you doing?
That's a lesbian.
Why are you reaching under my fence?
What are you talking about?
You're reaching your hand under the fence?
I'm taking the fucking dirt out of the fucking fence. You mind? It's my side of the fence. Okay?
No, it's not. You're reaching under my Hey, you know what?
Get like, lost. Wow. Stop talking to me.
Hey, you know what?
Stop talking to me.
You're not supposed
Stop
to be on my property.
Stop talking to me. I'm not on your property. I'll stay on my mind.
You're reaching under my fence.
I'm doing what I need to do. It's none of your fucking business what I'm doing.
Rhubarb lady lose weight?
You know what? I told you before to come on my property.
I'm
going to call the cops.
Get the fuck away from me.
Guess what? I'm going to call the cops.
Get away from me. 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 I'm tired of you fucking molesting me. Tired of you fucking cops me.
Oh, really?
Tired of you. Yeah, you're fucking always on me. Leave me alone. You're always watching what I'm doing. You're fucking a pervert.
You're on my side.
No, I'm on my side. Get the fuck away from me. Stop talking to me.
You're being creepy over here, so stop.
Stop fucking talking to me.
He's obviously making a canoe. Now she's picking up other wood and taking it against the other side of the fence. Camera is panned down to the ground, rocks, and a bucket. Green bucket.
Hold on. Reagan said they already made a really mean parody of Rachel Khan's video called Fat Kid Dance Party. Have you seen this?
Oh, Jesus.
Have you seen this?
Yes, it's been in the Golden Circle for weeks.
Oh, well, do you have a link to that, or are you too horrible?
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Well, can I see
it? It's just like your code, Academy.
Can I see the video instead of having you?
Yeah, hold on.
Why can't this be on the list? Because it's good?
Yeah, Deborah.
Yeah, Cheryl. God,
why isn't it on the list?
No wonder this show
Because
sucks.
It didn't do anything dirty near a high school.
What?
You know, to be on the list.
I don't think I
Jesus, Deborah, sharpen it up.
Jesus Christ. What's it called?
I'm going to watch.
Did y'all see it yet?
No, we're not going to see it. Stick to the
time. Oh, so good.
We're going to watch Hardy's Killed Cass Elliot.
I went to a Nancy party. Everybody had a good time. Eating lobster tails and caviar and olives from Spain.
I love
Cass. But I had Hardy's on my mind. Hardy's on my mind.
Nothing about Mama Cass. Nothing about Mama Cass. What the fuck?
She's singing it.
Yeah,
she's singing the song.
It's fucking cunt. But, next is white Mama. Guy started my face rap.
But I thought she was going to get killed in it or something by a sandwich.
Mama Cass died eating a hearty sandwich.
It's
Everybody knows
true.
That, honey.
It's not true.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not. It's a rumor.
Is it really? Oh.
She died from heroin, like everyone else. Don't you love this opioid epidemic? Like, why would people act surprised? It's just like the killer in Las Vegas. Like, people are like, what's his motive? What's his motive? His motive is that guns aren't illegal, and it's legal for him to have 44 guns in his house. The Department of Firearms didn't stop him. And they wonder, like, they're like going on about the Filipina girlfriend, like, how could she allow him to have all these guns?
Oh, yeah.
Or how come she didn't think it was weird? Well, there's nothing illegal about it, so why the fuck would it be a problem? People are fucking
idiots.
Yeah,
the government couldn't stop him from buying fucking guns. The girlfriend shut up.
And get killed. Anyway,
but the thing is, everybody's overthinking it. Oh, we have to figure out some crazy reason what happened. You know, there's got to be a reason, not just he bought a shit ton of guns and killed people because guns are legal.
Right.
Okay, white guys farted in my face, right?
Oh man, that's culturally appropriate after a talk about a mass shooting.
It's only a minute long.
I'm a swing for that fart. I'm gonna get arrested for no, fuck that. No, I'm sorry, I'll let myself. I'm gonna write a book for the fart. I'm gonna move out of Philadelphia for the fart. I'm gonna work long hours for the fart. I'm gonna get rich for the fart. I'm gonna be ripping it for the fart. I'm gonna be putting my nose up in it like a chair for the fart. And then when I get my first paycheck for the fart, I'm gonna move out of Philadelphia for the fart. I'm gonna help my friends, but do me first for the fart. I do me for the fart. I'm gonna make a lot of porn for the farts. I'm gonna be smelling guys' butts for the farts. And also, I just wanted to say, all life matter for the farts. I'm gonna do me for the farts. I'm a black butter noodle for the beef cream, chicken cream, barbecue pork cream, and silver trout cream farts. I'm gonna stick it out for the farts. I'm gonna do it out for the. All right, y'all. I'll just be a
son. Oh, fuck off. Jeffrey, did you put the Fat Kid Dance Party in the thing?
Yes, that's number three. Fine. I put it there for you because I'm working hard
for you.
Thank you. You're very good.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to count down. This is horrible. Horrible.
Good. Finally, something horrible. It doesn't have a button.
My goal is simply.
Okay. So this is a parody of Rachel's thing? Reagan said. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
My goal is simply to help people feel in their bodies.
Yeah. Sweat and sweat.
Dev game.
You know it stinks in there.
You don't need to drink. We just party.
In her vagina.
Party. Race, gender, identity, size.
Any idea of what they're supposed to look like? We are going to start with a little stretch I like to call Ursula's tentacles.
Why are you even working out if you're proud?
I generally model the class at low impact cardio, but I do variations so people who want to flip around and do a lot of cardio.
Are these the same people?
Awkward dance. Awkward.
Her name is Bevan.
The first rule of Fat Kid Dance Party is there's no wrong way to do Fat Kid Dance
she
Party.
She has. Hold on a second. I got to pause it in a second.
I just wanted to set up a safer space for people to feel like they can really bust
it. Okay. Hold on. She has a Sylvia Brown, like, frozen eye.
True.
Okay. I paused it for a second.
We cheer for awkward.
Yeah, she has.
So if you feel awkward, all you have to do is holler out, "I feel awkward," and we'll all cheer for you. I think a lot of people don't dance.
Because that's not
going to
make it any more awkward.
So it gives people permission to be awkward. Did I hear an "I feel awkward"?
I do.
What if I take off my chiffon dress and rub myself? They're going to cheer then.
We high five for self-care. So when people take a water break, they get high fives from each other. High five for self-care! I just want people to feel happy in their bodies.
She's got such sparkle and style, and she really brings energy.
Even though I was awkward, it was totally celebrated.
It didn't matter that I was walking around
what
in
is
circles,
her,
like a lost.
Her shirt says nigga pants. Did you see that?
It's such an amazing feeling to be someone who always wanted to be on the cheer squad to then lead
pants.
A cheer with a huge squad of people. Like,
a huge
for me,
squad.
That's like a life highlight.
You know, from Showgirls, it looks like the main actress from Showgirls got really fat and decided to
I've done a lot of work on myself to be confident being the slowest person in class and being the only fat person. What would it look like if we centered the experience of people who can't flip around the room? I learned at about 6 years old that I was fat and that fat was bad. Being called fat was the worst thing you could say to me. Eventually, when you're bullied, which I was,
her necklace is amazing.
You just kind of absorb it until
that
you're the worst
gorgeous
bully
necklace.
You can have.
Oh my God, she's Barb.
She has like three
Once
roles.
Once you make a conscious choice to no
longer
internalize
these
ideas.
One is her
breast,
one is her stomach,
like,
and one is her gut.
Too feminine, too much, too whatever. But eventually you get to the place where you're like, oh, okay, this is what I'm meant to be. It's
Have you seen this Nancy?
Do you see that?
Have you seen this Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton hashtag? Don't touch my BC. I found that slightly offensive.
Amazing
lifetime process learning how to love yourself. But loving yourself is so powerful. Loving yourself can help you move mountains.
If I think feminism is hilarious and fat acceptance is hilarious, does that make me a misogynist?
Yes.
I thought so. All right. What's next?
Number 11. What?
Why are we skipping so many?
Oh, I mean,
I want to see.
I didn't know they had to go down a list, so that was bullet points.
I want to see the Dream of Electric Sheep because that's
We don't need to promote.
Because that's like Blade Runner. But what? Why is number 5 all fucked up?
Because Cheryl fucked it up.
Cheryl, you're the one bitching. You're the one that was
really
bitching about how Deborah came.
So fucked up. I like everything to be. See, like I like the double spaces, Cheryl. And you messed it up.
Double spaces.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the.
Which one did you play?
My first on a hole. On a hole. What is an on a hole?
This is from Grant.
Oh, is this about one of those stoma things?
No.
For people that can't shit normally?
I think it's just his sight.
What's an on a hole?
I don't know.
Oh, you have the time in yours. How do you do
that? Yeah, it's really hard to click on there, and then it tells you you can. Oh, look at those sprays. Look at that nipple.
That's disgusting. But I thought you were going to get me calls. Don't you? Did you vet any calls?
Yes, I did.
Where are they?
I didn't post. Well, I have ones that I vetted from companies, and I have people I vetted also, but I didn't post the people because I didn't want the numbers
to come out. Fine, just put it in the goddamn chat for me.
Because
those nipples are not normal for a man or a woman. What the fuck is that?
Mine are like double that.
Oh, no, they're not.
Mine's like a dinner plate.
Right. Judy Chicago.
Pepperoni. Oversized Canadian bacon.
Okay, I didn't like that. It was okay, but it's just.
Well, that's
scary.
From Grant. You can blame him.
Well, what's an honor hole? No, I did that's like it. I mean, I didn't like it, and then it was a disturbing, but that's not bad.
Okay.
Madge, can you take my knee?
Yeah.
If we can go to card number 3.
Wait, I want to see what this Dream of Electric Sheep thing is first.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me.
I don't have time for you.
People say we know everything.
Glad we're saying.
Oh, this is the promo for the. This is what Blade Runner's based on. The same book. You know that, right?
Well, the same universe, but yeah, the same big
book. It's a book,
yeah.
Deborah. It's an actual book.
Yes, but it's in the. But there's different stories in the goddamn book.
Yes. I said the same book. It's the same fucking book.
I said same universe.
Lots of good stars in this run.
I think I want to remember everything.
This must cost so much money to put this one together.
Didn't he also write The Man in the High Castle? I think he did, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how much money did they spend on this to get all these stars? Come on.
We're going on a trip.
Oh, Buscemi's in it.
Voyage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this available yet or not yet?
No, not yet. But the thing is, this isn't a show. Each episode is a different movie.
I get it, you fucking dumb bitch.
Oh, no, I'm not talking to you. Oh. I'm talking to the audience.
How long are they?
I need to talk to someone.
I think they depend on the show. It just depends.
It's like Black Mirror.
Yes, so, exactly.
Oh, I love that show. When is that coming back? Yuck.
So, Deborah, are you employed by Amazon? Are you employed by Amazon now? Okay, well, you know, I appreciate all the work you put into this, but we really don't need commercials on our list, Deborah.
Yeah.
But they're paying me for y'all watching it.
King Stuck? Is that a commercial, too?
King Stuck.
Oh, I love this one. When he gets stuck on the escalator. Oh, this is the Saudi king getting stuck on the escalator. I love this.
Oh, video. I can see this.
Honey, you're going to have to tell me when you go to a new video. I'm on dial-up.
Well, you're slow. You need your brain to work. I can't help you.
Okay. They brought their own gold elevator.
So this is the king stuck. 1, 2, 3, go. Yeah. Yeah, they have this gold escalator, and he gets stuck on it, and he can't move. You know, they just had a shooting at one of the palaces, I think, today. Two guards got shot at one of the Saudi palaces. Look at that. It says, God bless you on the plane. I love that.
God bless you. I know I do. God
you know what's next is Trump's going to get an escalator on his plane.
Yes. And you can tell it's not like he's used to walk.
Look at him. What a dick. A golden escalator.
It makes me sick. Ugh.
They did much worse.
And they still behead gay people. They still behead drug dealers there. Like, they've done like 1,000 this year or something ridiculous.
Well, that's a good one.
Okay. Number 8. I guess we'll just go down the list.
I guess so.
Right.
Tammy Sue, John Kevin, as he welcomes special guest Tammy
Sue. This is
Baker.
Really long, Deborah.
Yeah.
Wait.
What Putin? Time?
No, Deborah. This is 28 minutes, and you didn't put in a time code. What do you think this is?
Oh no, this is it. This is it. Just start from the beginning. That's what was funny. I didn't watch it all.
Okay.
What?
It looks like what's his face? The fat one from from the clown show. Baskets.
Garrett Busey.
Jory Show. Today's topic is legacy. Tonight's special guest.
Bad audio.
Tammy Sue Baker. Special music by.
Horrible
Tammy
audio.
Sue Baker.
Good Mr. Coffee, though.
So what are we watching? Why don't you tell us, since nothing's good about the audio.
So this is a fat man running in a sauna, time machine sauna. And he's the host of a Christian show that I'd love to watch that features the one and only Kevin Shorey. And there's a lot of fat people in the audience. Look at that yellow fatty.
Thank you for being here. Give yourselves a hand. You look great. I'm so glad.
They're so fat in the audience.
You are here. I'm glad you're watching. We're here on the Roku Network. On the
Roku Network.
On Roku.
And we're just they're on Roku.
Show. It means a lot to
that means they're a podcast, basically.
It's like Sean Connery's birthday. He's like 80-something.
So this is basically a Christian late-night show.
Does this get better or not?
No.
Okay. Oh, honey, it's downhill from here.
That was awful.
Employees versus customers.
Okay, number 9 for the audio listeners of the gram.
Oh, I only need one, but we need your photo ID too. That's what I'm saying.
Why is the audio so bad? I need better audio on these things.
Okay, let me.
How many times have I told you that? I can't fucking hear anything in this video.
Well, I will be sure to email them and let them know.
No, you just don't link it. I can't stand that shit.
Terry, we're close in this.
So Dancing Lesson Rachel, already we did that one.
We've already done that. Yeah. Okay, here's number 11.
This one is called What?
We need to be synced.
Koiko's mini sex doll. And it's showing, what is it showing?
Showing a wand going in. Cheryl, I think you should describe this if you wouldn't mind. I think this is more your territory.
This is inappropriate.
Describe it, Cheryl.
There's some beads going inside of a doll.
It's not really beads. It looks like the foot of a chair or something, no? The leg of a chair.
It's a bed.
And what is it doing going inside of a doll's vagina? You do a terrible job of describing it.
It's age restricted.
You're both awful.
Hell.
Both awful. My God.
Oh, how is this allowed on YouTube, but we can't?
Meat Hook is next.
Oh, whoa. Split sex doll. Look at that.
Okay, Meat Hook is coming. 3, 2, 1, go.
No.
Okay, Meat Hook. And then Madge has to watch 12.
Meat Hook is the sex doll robot? Why is it called Meat Hook?
Yeah.
All right.
Why is it Roborg?
How's that audio, man?
Fine. But tell us what we're...
Come on with it!
It's showing a man in a leather jumper with a hairy chest.
We're gonna unveil the real doll.
Oh, he got it?
Over the past 20 years, Matt McMullen, the artist slash entrepreneur behind Abyss Creations, has sold thousands of these silicone
robots. Okay, where can we start? Because
during my 4-hour visit to the birthplace of the real doll, that frighteningly lifelike full-body sex toy, I've seen mounds of rubber vaginas. Sheets of
mounds of rubber.
I've seen headless women hanging from meat hooks. And a 2-foot penis. I've even seen skulls with removable faces that attach like refrigerator magnets.
He is such a fan.
When I look at them, I'm reminded of Masahiro Mori's Uncanny Valley. Basically, that moment of terror or disgust when we real humans realize that an artificial human isn't quite like us. When he looks at his creation, however, all he sees is potential.
Hey.
Mate Hoax is what was good. You don't have to watch the rest of it unless you want.
Did they show them scraping the cum out of their dolls? I'd be interested in that.
What initially seemed like a Ferrari of...
So that was useless.
Okay. Yeah, the Mate Hoax just made me laugh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that was the point.
It was universal. We all laughed.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Okay, so
especially when the vagina lips look like roast beef.
This is Pastor Jim Baker helps you stay alive during the apocalypse.
Oh, this is a good one. I like this. Pasta.
Oh, you've seen this?
Three, two, one, go.
We have begun.
That's right.
The time of trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's getting bigger and bigger
and bigger
and bigger and bigger.
What is
Be prepared.
This is it. This is it.
It is.
I'm telling you.
So the Lord said to me, basta.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's enough. Basta, Satan. Basta. Basta. Basta.
Stop it. Basta!
We need an audience like that that'd donate a shit ton of money and just cult like.
Basta!
Mad, you have to laugh at that.
The President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, said, five of my favorite words are, I am praying for you. And that's what he needs. He needs prayer protection. And the whole family, they all need that, the prayers. And we got some mature leadership. And yet immature people are trying to tear him down. And it's good. The bottom line is, as Jim has taught us, it's good against evil.
Yeah.
It's just bottom line basics.
Cheryl, get your Game of Thrones ready.
Closer to the end than you thought.
That's right.
No, I'm getting off to this.
Be prepared.
And be prepared.
It's always
you need that, man.
To be prepared, because you have no idea what tomorrow will bring.
That's right.
And it's going to come.
Yeah.
Unexpectedly.
Yeah.
A desperate end coming to the United States of America.
Sure.
The sun might plunge into deep solar minimum, which could
solar cause minimum.
Part of Earth's atmosphere to collapse. That's one news.
Wow, yeah, wow, yeah.
Be prepared. I believe, this is just what I believe.
Yeah.
I believe
that's right.
It's not going to get better and better. I want to remind you to be ready.
Be ready, man.
There's nowhere in the Bible that it says it's going to get better and better in the last days.
Perilous times are coming.
Be prepared.
The one word that just kept coming back to me from a selfish standpoint was, Lori, if you don't do this for anybody else, do Lord. It for your five children that were aborted and are in heaven.
I'm staying alive. That's his daughter.
I mean, look at the brown. Look at how it's brown.
We are in the final days.
Press on nail.
We are in the last days.
That's right.
You know, what's wrong with stacking some food away?
It's delicious. It's tasty. It's seasoned just right. It's not over-seasoned. It's not under-seasoned.
Get your food. Start ordering food.
This food is the Cadillac of food.
It truly is.
I got my food.
This is the best food.
Yes.
It's pancakes and pizza.
I got my pizza.
People need to understand they're not getting sawdust and salt and cardboard.
Right.
You could sit on this pot. When you gotta go, you gotta go. Are you listening to me, Grandpa?
This will truly help you in a serious meltdown or apocalyptic event or whatever you want to call it.
Right.
Staying alive.
Yes.
The Bible says a fool
That's right.
sees trouble ahead and doesn't prepare.
That's right.
Jesus said,
There's coming a time when there will be no food to eat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Am I a fool?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for watching.
Not that ugly guy again.
So ugly. Why don't you go ahead and click right here. View it, like it, love it. Comment, tell us all about what you liked about it.
Can I just say I liked the video, but you're ugly?
Yeah. I wish you'd comment about them because he's so ugly.
Yeah.
I made a video. I edited a video.
I'm making a YouTube video.
Hey, I didn't want because I didn't want it to share. Jesus, I couldn't stop.
Okay, give me one of your phone numbers.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of time. I got to move this thing along.
Well, download that video I sent you because that's what I'm at.
Download? Why can't you put it on YouTube and give me a link?
Because I didn't want to get in trouble.
Well, if you put a private link, how is that going to get you in trouble? Is it?
Well, it's Google Drive.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
You can stream it on there.
Is there a link for me, too?
Yeah, it's in the chat.
Jesus Christ.
I don't see it. Where? Oh, what's that?
This episode of Yeast Ready is brought to you by the Weinstein Company.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Clean? Like clean blood? Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a clip match clean blood?
How do I make this full screen?
Control Command F, maybe?
Manage. How about my ASMR videos?
How about shut up and watch this fucking video? 3, 2, 1, go.
Staying clean if you live in a car, van, or SUV, even an RV. If you have a van, like Deborah does, we talked about how does...
May.
Even the audio levels on the video you make suck, Deborah.
I didn't record the audio for me.
Are we pausing?
You made this video, right?
Yeah.
So you couldn't have maximized it or fucking compressed it or something?
Yes, I compressed it.
Well, it sounds
I'm
going to
show you my
low.
Tools. I start with a pole.
Wait, where are we in the video?
You're an idiot. I'm ignoring you. You're an idiot.
Because I was testing it, and I bonked myself on the head. Of both way. This is just my yoga mat. Ooh, 3 gallons.
Yeah. Here, if the camera and all those, there's nobody out there. Pretend they're not there.
Yeah, you can't be out there if I'm going to shower.
People could see you in here.
Well, they can see my legs.
Right.
Okay, so the thing is, editing a video like this can be funny if you've already seen it, but we haven't already seen it, so I'm not... You've obviously watched this video so many times that this is hilarious for you, but not having seen this video before, it's hard for me to really understand what your edits are doing.
Well, that's true, but
plus,
I think...
Plus, the audio sucks. Other than that, it's fantastic. A for effort.
Okay, well, if you skip to 1 minute and 5 seconds...
I got to skip on something you edited? I still got to skip?
Well, you paused. If you just play it through, I think you'll understand the meaning.
Fragrance shampoo and conditioner, and I'm still total girl. After we do that video, I may be buying me a pump or something.
We're van dwellers, and we'll live any way we want to because we're free. They won't even talk about it. Polite, civilized society. Poop. And if you look right here below me, you'll see we all poop. Yeah, you and I poop. We're going to live free in the wild. Poop. The most simple form of pooping, and dig a hole in the ground and poop in it.
Poop.
A little hole like that and poop in.
Okay, we're calling Christopher.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, baby.
Well, hi.
Oh, my goodness. I went and made me some coffee. I made a PSL, a pumpkin spice latte, so I'm sorry it took me a little bit to call you back.
It's okay.
I was just watching some YouTube videos.
Oh.
So what do you do? So can you describe yourself to me again?
I'm 6'10", 5'9", 165 pounds, real long brown hair. I have kaleidoscope eyes.
Kaleidoscope.
Kaleidoscope, the change colors.
Oh my god, that's amazing. That's sort of like witchcraft. Is it like that movie The Craft, where like the girls, they like light a candle and they do that thing and they shake their head and then it changes?
I don't know, I ain't into stuff like that.
Oh, well then how do you change your eye color? It sort of sounds Wiccan.
I just change and it's natural for me to go from like whatever color I'm looking at, kaleidoscope.
Oh my god, are you like, you're not like a Nazi or something, are you?
No, I'm Indian.
Oh, that makes sense. They have magical powers.
My mom's full-blooded Cherokee Indian.
Like Turkey from that other country that wants to kill us?
Yeah, Cherokee from North Texas.
Oh, okay. I like jerky. It's really good. You have colitis? Like
kaleidoscope.
No, colitis, like the disorder.
What?
I'm sorry, you confused me when you said Indian. Did you mean like the dot head or like the woo-la-la-la-la kind?
Yeah, Indians. Like up like by Red River, by Oklahoma, yeah.
Cherokee Cowboys, Indian. So good.
Where are you calling from?
I am actually Hawkins, Indiana.
Oh, I'm all the way in San Antonio.
Oh my God, I was from San Antonio, but I went to Hawkins because I went to this lab, and I met these couple of four boys, and we actually like. Do you like waffles? Eggo, my Legos. I love those. They're really good.
He hung up.
Cause
you dumbass, you gotta say that you travel at least and that you can go visit.
Well, call Bruce Willis, and you cannot talk on this one because I want to use him for my grum because he's very serious.
Okay.
I'm serious. He's like very controlling.
Okay.
Okay.
Better listen to when I give you stress.
Calling now.
Okay. Okay. Shh.
Carrots.
Mm-hmm. He hung up right away. Didn't like the number, I guess.
Did he hear us?
Try again. No, I don't think so. Calling again. Mm-mm. Not working. Great vetting. Okay. Now
it is vetting.
Right. Deborah, Cheryl, I think it's time for the Game of Crones.
No.
Are you ready?
Basta.
Yeah.
Basta. Basta. Basta.
All right. Oops.
Game of Crones, episode 11, The Brown Wedding. Previously on Game of Crones, Cheryl goes to fetch Sarah Huckabee a sandwich and finds Simply Sarah prepping a dump Trump cake for Baron Von Trump's child wedding reception. After contaminating Simply Fat's icing on accident, her with Trump steak slider accident. What?
Great reading.
Cheryl is asked to go serve the wedding's head table. I think someone just was drunk when they wrote this. All right. Current episode. I slink through the reception hall with the cakes on a tray over my shoulder. Everyone was there. Ted Nugent, Sarah Palin, John Kobeck at a table for 10, all alone and vaping. Even Wanda Wisdom was there. Everyone was there. Wanda was seated at a table full of Ugandan children she must have brought back from her 5K. The only two who appeared to be missing from the event were Futon and Drumpf himself. I approached the head table and slid two pieces of dump cake in front of Baron and his child bride. He took one look at me and laughed to himself, saying, "And what the fuck are you supposed to be? Some kind of hobgoblin? It's not Halloween yet, you know. God, you're ugly. Ma, look at this." Melania was seated next to him and begged, "Please, dear, please leave the health alone." He stuck his tongue out at her, placed his thumb to the side of his nose, and blew. Baron Melania and I both in cobwebs of green and yellow slime. He then started to laugh as his bride stared down at the cake. I grumbled through gritted teeth, "Eat my shit." He reddened and growled, "What did you say to me, you horrible excuse for a methy burn victim? Who'd let you wander from the nursing home anyway?" He immediately started shoveling the dump cake into his maw, watched as a chunk of my half-digested Trump steak slider mashed between his teeth before I repeated, "Eat my shit. I'll have you know I'm 25 years old." He lit up and began to chuckle, saying, "I like you, Goblin. You're funny. Do you have any other talents? Can you sing at all?" All eyes in the reception hall were on us, and I watched as the waitstaff served the contaminated dump Trump cake to everyone. I smiled at Baron and said, "Oh, sure. I can sing. I'm a famous woman, actually. I've got a top hit." He giggled, "You're a good liar, Grandma. I like that. Now let's hear it." He watched me like a cat does a mouse. I cleared my throat and walked in front of the table, center stage, starting to sing and peeling out my chlips from my woman panty. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, my God. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, my God. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, my God. Honey, I say nades or nading, whichever one I use, the same thing. As I sing my song, the faces in the crowd began to sour. They went from lily white to a pale green, and their throats started to bob in big gulps. I was sweating under all the lights and those eyes, and I could see that everyone in the crowd and at the head table began to sweat too. Baron seemed to be most afflicted, constantly rubbing his brow with his wrist sleeve. It wasn't until I crouched down to do my twerking laps solo and my laps fully popped out of my undercarriage when the first person retched. It was Baron's child bride. She turned towards him in an attempt to beg me to stop, but as she opened her mouth, a fountain of pea soup erupted and drenched the boy. This set off a cascade where he immediately began vomiting, allowing the entire reception to follow in a cacophony of screaming and splashing. I stuck to my routine, however, and shook my laps like no one was watching. I sprayed blood here and there on the crowd, but I was in a trance. I whipped it around, and my lady juices hit the faces of bystanders who were then leaning over their tables and purging every bit of dump cake. I had everyone gagging, some including Baron, had already unbuckled their pants and were squatting, hurling, and explosively sharding at the same time. The hall reeked from the acrid puke and pungent waste. It wasn't until I was done with my song and stopped swinging my laps that I noticed everyone had keeled over, unconscious in their own upchuck and turds. The only person who hadn't passed out or away was Melanier, who stood from her seat and started slow clapping. I stared and at her and confusedly asked, "How come you didn't get sick like everyone else?" She walked up to me and said, "I do not eat. Thank you, though, for ridding me of that curse." She pointed towards Baron, who appeared lifeless and hunched over the head table. "My time here is done. You deserve this for your good deed. She removes the large ruby amulet from around her neck, instantly transforming her into an ancient wretch whose skin was as wrinkled and leathery as mine. She then clasped the amulet around my neck and said, "You'll want to leave quickly before the guards get here. Go now that way." She pointed me towards the door in the room's corner. As I rushed toward it, I passed a mirror. Upon glancing at it, I noticed that I now appeared a true 25 years old. To be continued. Thank you for listening to Game of Crones on Yeast Radio. This week's episode was brought to you by Gilead and Truveda. Are you adventurous but not reckless? Are you passionate but not impulsive? Well, maybe just a little impulsive most of the time. Do you want someone to wreck your hole and fill it with feces and cum and AIDS, but not ruin your life with chronic disease? Mostly, then Truvada is the magic pill for you. This one-a-day duty blue pill will prevent you from zero converting so that you can be the cum dumpster you've always dreamed. Spread your legs, love and tingles, not STDs. And don't forget, take a picture with our blue pill so that everyone knows you're open for breeding season. Warning, Truvada does not protect against all strains of HIV, mega chlamydia, super gonorrhea, HPV, or apocalyptic syphilis. This is not birth control, nor should be taken as birth control. Please contact your doctor if you start having dark tea-colored urine, light-colored bowel movements, white turns, or experience any cum burps. Remember, be prepared with Truvada.
Cum burps.
Yeah. What's that?
White, light-colored duty.
I actually used up the whole theme song. The advertisements were so long, it went through the whole theme.
She didn't finish the last advertisement.
The last advertisement is for Cheryl's School of Reading.
Wow.
Want to learn how to not read or read like an idiot? Go to Cheryl's School of Idiots.
Corporation.
Oh, by the way, did you see when that James Corker, what he said about Trump today? He said that the White House is like a daycare center for adults. Reminded me of Dick. Yeah. Cheryl,
is he wrong?
Cheryl, there could be a new industry for you. Daycare Center for Presidents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm calling the weight loss pills reviews.
This program is made by the people of Sylvia Brown Living Doll Corporation.
Thank you for calling Integra Health Customer Service. This is Michael speaking. How can I help you this evening?
Hi, Michael. I got an email about the FinFast 375. I had the 3G burn before. What is the difference between the 3G and the 4G?
The 4G acts a lot quicker than the 3G. It absorbs into your body that much quicker.
I'm morbidly obese, and I've just tried every option, and I got this in my email, and I feel like I've had a break because I had helped my friend with an art video. And she'd asked me to be in one of her videos for her arts because I'm big. And I just need something that can help me stop eating so much. I'm tired of being. And it was like colored dust and Zumba, and I mean all the girls in the video were big and hands were moving very fat. Kabbalah. People were tied off. And do you know, with these pills, is this going to be compatible with, is it going to mess up my Truvada?
I do apologize, ma'am. I really wouldn't be able to answer that question. This would be something that you'll need to speak with your your primary care physician about and you're unable to provide any medical advice of that nature.
Okay. Now, is the 4G faster? I mean, what's faster than the 4G? I want something that's going to be fast. Like it, I know on the website it says something about LTE.
The 4G is our fastest.
Well, that is that an option?
Well, the 4G is our fastest acting pill.
Okay. And how does this work? Because my doctor tells me all the time, you know, he's saying, you move too fast, you need to move more, eat less. And I'm like, I don't know what else I can do. I've tried everything.
Well, ma'am, basically how this pill works is once you take it, it'll give you an increased amount of energy. After that, it'll help you burn more calories with that increased amount of energy, and therefore reducing overall body weight as well as water weight.
Okay, so, okay, now let me ask you this. If I say I use, okay, so I take the 4G. Now, say if I use maybe 60% of the pills. Now, does it slow down the weight loss at any time until the next cycle? Of the pills.
We do recommend that you don't slow down taking the pills. That you continue taking the recommended dose.
Okay.
If you do stop taking the pills at the recommended dose, this will significantly lower the amount of weight loss that you will be seeing.
So y'all do slow people down on purpose.
This is something that goes for all pills on the market. If you start lowering your dose, you'll see less of an effect.
Okay, have you took this product?
Me personally, no, ma'am. I don't have a need to take these products.
And you, well, you're
I'm actually
lucky,
extraordinary. Man. I'm actually extraordinarily underweight, and I'm trying to work on that myself.
Oh. You're not sick or anything, are you?
Oh, no, I have a hormonal imbalance. I'm 6'4 and I weigh 140. It's not a healthy weight. I just have a thyroid issue.
I mean, I had a friend in the 80s that had the AIDS, so I know about, you know what I'm saying? I know about that lifestyle.
Oh, no, I don't got that.
I mean, it's normal. So, I mean, I don't mean to say, no, I mean, I'd shake your hand. I just wouldn't share a drink with you.
Oh, no, I just have a thyroid issue.
Everybody always calls it but different. You know, my friend Becky, she's like, oh, I always have the flu. I'm like, honey, you weigh 75 pounds. You got more than the flu, honey. So, is there a load count on this?
Is there a what?
Like the load count? Loads?
Load count? Are you talking about how many pills come in the bottle?
Yeah, well, how many loads can you take at one time?
Well, you'll be taking 2 capsules of the 4G burn with 8 ounces of water 2 times daily, approximately 30 minutes before
meal.
Let
me write this down, because I need to write this down, because I don't want to overdose. Back in the 90s, I used to take Fin-Fins, and oh my God, I used to work in a mill, and we used to pop those things like candy, and I'd be using the weaving machine, and I know this one time Becky Myers went to do it, and she lost her damn pinky. And I don't mean she misplaced it, I mean the machine actually came down and chopped her fucking pinky off.
Whew, that's never a good thing.
Yeah,
I saw that happen at a logging mill I was working at one year.
Oh, you worked at a logging farm?
Oh, no. I used to do logging about 5 years ago until I took a log to the back and displaced 2 of my discs.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. Did they prescribe you opioids? Because there was an epidemic going on, and I was on those things, and I haven't been able to have a bowel movement in a month.
Oh, no, I don't take any prescription medication or anything of that nature. I'm strictly homeopathic.
Okay. Oh, I've heard about that. But I read on Dr. Oz, he said that you could take that stuff and it would, like, cure a lot of cancers and AIDS.
Yep, I completely believe in my fungal friends.
Oh, well, that's how I am. I've actually been doing the ketogenic diet, and even though I haven't lost any weight loss, I feel like it would be a good supplement to go along with this pill. The 4G, do y'all recommend doing the ketogenic diet?
I can't really say I've ever heard of that diet before. I've heard of the Dr. Sebi diet, and we do suggest trying out the Dr. Sebi diet for weight loss as well. Okay. As that is an extremely beneficial diet for weight loss.
Now, I can't do a lot of the fungals because I will get a yeast infection. Does that have a lot of the probiotics in it?
No, it's mainly to do with, like, Indian spices and just eating raw food, raw natural food.
Okay. Sounds like something I could do. Is it expensive?
1-800-LOVE-191.
Whoa, what was that?
My TV. You know, you have the DVR pack. Yeah, you have the TV. You pause so long. And why did they do that? And it just unpause itself.
I have no idea.
I'm watching QVC. Yeah, my husband died. I'm 63 years old. Are you single?
No, I'm married.
Oh, okay.
That's too bad.
Well, I was going to look on here. My sister Cheryl, she might have a few questions. I don't know if I have any else. How much does it cost for a whole year's supply?
A whole year's supply? I don't think we sell a whole year's supply. I do know we sell it in 3 bottles. Just give me one moment here, and I'll get the price pulled up real quick.
Okay. You have such a nice
voice. I have like 7 different pages up on my computer right now, and I'm trying to flip through them real quick.
Anybody ever tell you you had like a voice for radio?
Oh, yeah. In the face.
Oh, are you good looking?
Oh, no. I got the face for radio, everybody says.
Well, you know what they say about men with different faces.
So it looks like
they're big. They say with men with different faces, bigger in different places.
So it looks like we do sell a half a year deal going on currently, and it is 6 bottles for $159.
Okay. So, what do you look like?
What was that, ma'am?
What do you look like?
I'm white, blonde hair, a beard down to my belly.
that's kind of attractive. My husband, he had a beard. I like a man with a beard. I'm 5'7", 142 pounds. Peppery blonde hair. Blue eyes, wear glasses. So that's me. I'm white also. Hello?
Is there any other questions I can help you with this evening, ma'am? I do apologize. We are extremely busy tonight.
it's sort of related to the, about the pills, but... You know the stuff out the news going on about taking the knee at the NFL?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd take a knee for you if you know what I mean.
What was that?
I'd take a knee for you if you know what I mean.
I don't really know what to say about that. I do apologize. I have to stay extraordinary professional on these calls because my manager is currently listening right now.
It's been so long since I've had a man inside of my mouth or inside of me. Michael. Oh, Michael, how big is it?
I do apologize, ma'am, but I'm going to need to end this call as this is getting very unprofessional.
I need the... fields, Michael. So tell me more about the 4G.
I do apologize, ma'am. I will need to end this call. This is getting very unprofessional. But I hope you have a wonderful day and a wonderful night, ma'am.
I really want to.
Thank you so much for calling Integra Health. I hope you have a wonderful night.
So let me go.
That was a good one, Deborah.
I died.
Finally, a good call.
See how good my contribution was about taking the knee and her delivery.
Cheryl.
Amazing. Amazing, Deborah.
It was, but amazing. Cheryl, you also could have participated and asked him about his big, ugly beak.
I think it was much better how it worked out. Can you imagine how ugly he is? He said he was 6'7", 140 pounds, blonde hair, a scraggly beard down to his belly. Disgusting.
It made me think of ZZ Top.
And he admitted he was ugly. Disgusting. And that nervous laugh. Horrible.
As he writes the new book to Fire and Ice.
Yeah.
So good.
Fire and Lice.
Yeah. Good. So, Deborah, are there any other videos from your huge list that you needed us to make? You also had these. Get all phone numbers, too.
Are you playing Clean Those Shoes? Which one are
Best
you playing?
Best of Tweakers compilation, number three.
Number three, let's see. Number three's Fat Kid Dance Party.
No, it's called Best of Tweakers.
What is the number?
Need some help? Okay.
I don't know your fucking number.
Somebody buried it.
I see where you're highlighted.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Somebody's buried.
They stole my French truck.
Bad audio, though, again. Sorry, we're back to shitty content, audience. A truck out of tow unless... God damn it.
Tug and tow.
It looks good, but I can't hear it.
She's in a bush. Her hair. Oh, my God, her hair.
Do not touch at any point.
Yeah, I know.
They do like this, and I know they don't touch, but suddenly they're going to touch. No, they don't. Okay, so just turn out of there and go.
Bad audio on the whole video. Thanks. All right, what's this? Barb Girls.
Okay, and there's a time. Wait. It's 38.
Why can't you put it in the link?
Okay, I'm going to do it now then, okay?
She's so dumb.
Okay, are you at 3038 or you want me to do it?
I'll do it. 3038.
Now, this made me think of something you would do when you were in high school, Madge. This person recorded this stuff so they could use it later in life, like 20 years down the road, to see show what the 80s was like in high school.
They're playing.
It's a whole table full of beautiful girls right here.
Yeah. Look at one more.
Does this get interesting at all, or? I mean, it's just a cafeteria.
It's showing the 80s. I just picked it because the girl looked like Barb from Stranger Things.
Oh, my God.
The 80s was horrible.
It's 1990.
But it made me want to go into...
1990 is not the 80s.
Okay, did you know?
Same
Sarah.
Fucking difference.
No. Okay, New Simply Sarah.
She obviously has a camera with a huge zoom lens that she doesn't know how to handle.
Oh, good.
Well, this was the 90s.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah. I have an ad, though.
I don't care.
Welcome to another episode of Simply Sarah. Today on the show, we're going to make breakfast casserole. Now here in a skillet, I've got 1 pound of breakfast sausage, browned and nut, and a chopped onion. You just want to cook your sausage up. I didn't throw my onions until the sausage was almost cooked thoroughly. And you can use any kind of sausage. Like I said, this is breakfast, mild sausage. You could do hot and spicy. You can do sage. Seasoned sausage out there. There's
you don't have to use pork sausage.
There's chicken sausage now and the turkey sausage. Or if you don't want to do a meat, then saute a lot of veggies. You can also use a pound of ground pork, and put some sausage seasoning in here to make it breakfast sausage. You can also use bacon. But if your sausage puts out a lot of grease, you might want to drain it. Next, we got a casserole dish here. And I've already sprayed it. And we're going to put some bread
I can't tell if this is really Simply Sarah or is this Wasabi making fun of, like, re-editing.
Break that up. Put down here.
Look at all that white bread.
You can use any kind of bread you want. I use different odds and ends of bread that I needed to use up.
So
we have some hot dog buns and then just regular sandwich white bread. We're going to pour our sausage and onions over top of this. We're going to put some chopped bell pepper, and I had red in my fridge. Use any color you want or any kind of veggie you want. Now we have an 8-ounce pack of sliced button mushrooms.
Some mushrooms. Big hands. Huge.
And then I'm going to come in here with my hands and toss it. All the bread.
Toss it with your hands.
Okay, we got a dozen eggs in the bowl.
A dozen.
About a half a tablespoon of ground mustard.
You know, she's
going to
eat this whole fucking thing.
I know that's weird, but trust me, it's good. A teaspoon of onion powder.
How many eggs? 70?
A teaspoon of garlic powder, salt and pepper to taste. And then we're just going to whisk it. We're going to put some milk and some heavy whipping cream in here, too.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Heavy whipping cream. Yolks. Busted and started first. 1 cup of heavy whipping cream.
Jesus.
Now, if you want to use all milk, you can. And
I figured out how to do it.
Milk. We're going to put about a cup of shredded cheddar cheese in the egg milk mixture, and then we'll save some for sprinkling over the top.
Look at that huge fat hand.
About a cup.
That's so big. Look at that.
Okay.
I'm going to pour a mixture evenly over the casserole. I'm going to press it with our spatula down. Get all that bread moist. And then we're going to come with about a cup of more
cheese.
Use as much as you would like. Now you want to let your chicken all sit before you pop it up in at least about 30 minutes. It's better overnight. I mean, you could do this put together the night before, cover it with some saran wrap,
weeping
chicken fridge,
brain.
Let go. Soak up all the goodness overnight. The bread will soak up all the goodness. And then bring it out. Pull off your saran wrap. Let your dish get to room temperature so you won't bust your casserole dish about a good 30 minutes. And then pop it in the oven and bake it. But we're just going to let it sit for 30 minutes because I don't have the time. Okay, my casserole has set for 30 minutes to soak up all the milk and egg mixture. So into the oven it goes. Preheated 350 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit, not Celsius.
All right, our breakfast casserole came out of the oven and it took an hour. You just want to make sure the egg mixture is done. Cut it into slices or serve it with a big serving spoon. You can dish it out with a serving spoon.
You can eat that whole fucking thing.
However you want to serve it. It's going to puff up, and as it cools a little bit, before you start cutting on it, let it cool at least 10 minutes.
Before you start cutting on it, man.
Mm-hmm. But there you have it, breakfast casserole. And you can put any kind of meats or veggies or whatever you want into it.
There's no recipe, basically.
Anything you want.
Look at that shake.
It'll never tell what you do to.
Thank you sincerely for watching.
Who is this? Did we watch this one, macaroni and cheese?
Long time ago.
Hello, welcome to Soulful Tea.
We saw this.
And today we're going to do a classic mac and cheese.
She's big.
My macaroni and cheese is everyone's favorite. I think I got it from my mother.
You see this?
I hate to admit it's Debbie Harris.
It's wasn't
so we're
going
to get started. And to this mac and cheese, you're going to bowl
people listening can actually view the content, man.
And over here, I have some salad.
Hold on.
And over here, I have some sour cream, some pepper, some cheese, some sharp cheddar cheese, and some macaroni noodles.
Look at all those eggs behind her.
It's not expensive.
This is the most disgusting mac.
Have you seen this?
To make. A lot of the stuff I get from the local grocery store in that area, like
she looks orange, like a pancake box.
Price right and Save-A-Lot. Okay. A lot of people use Velveeta's.
Right.
So I have this right here from Aldi's. It's about like $4.49. It makes good mac and cheese. So you can use this.
I'm going to skip around because I don't have time.
I use about an 8-ounce pack of shot cheese.
I forgot to tell you, girls, I bought a plate the other night. I've wanted the Facebook thing. Yes.
I want some Chi-Town foodies.
No, not Chi-Town. Another one. Yes. I'm uploading it to Amazon.
Hold on, let me go to the next
one. Was it in styrofoam, Debbie?
Yes. It was $8.
What is this, shock cheese? What is this bad link on shock cheese again? You would
No, that's the video you just watched, honey.
Oh, make me a woman.
Now do 20, make woman, yeah.
Oh, you used the time code, finally.
Yeah, I found out how to do one, thanks to my friend.
He's grabbing the leg of the girl. Reese Witherspoon.
How old is she? 12?
Friday Night Fingering on a Roller Coaster.
It's one of my favorite movie scenes.
What movie is it?
Shit. You know the one with Sarah Michelle Gellar and she kisses the other girl?
Clueless?
How come this person has this many views and probably is making money on this? And it's from a movie.
Yeah, how do they know?
How are they not getting... This needs to be reported.
Right.
Not fair.
What is the name of this movie, girls? It's really good. I can't think of the name of it.
Fear? It says it in the title.
Yeah. It's where Marky Wahlberg beats her and abuses her. He's older and she's in high school. It's a really good movie.
Yeah, but
we
what's the fucking point
night.
Of that? Showing us that I don't care.
Thought it was funny.
Give them more money.
And mouthwash.
It's hard.
Stealing content.
Mouthwash, go. Oh no.
Oh no.
Take your budget
I
off the leash.
Make it's not as good as the box.
So far, everything's white. Get off the corporate roller coaster ride. This is really great for no audio. What the fuck?
When our husband.
Jesus.
It's simple Sarah says.
Poor little rich man. And the reason why we started this show is because we want to unleash our budget and get off the corporate roller coaster ride. You know, you pay a lot for basic household and hygiene items that have little or no value. We wanted to change that.
Yeah, they're not
today,
into hygiene.
I'm going to make
We've seen this before.
Homemade, poor little rich man.
Yeah.
Repeat. Okay, time to do money. Thank you for the repeat.
Are you psychic?
We've done this before. It's a repeat, isn't it, Cheryl?
Doesn't Imgur deletes all location data, right?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I wanted to share the plate I bought on Facebook. Oop,
nobody cares where you are, Deborah. Nobody cares. Okay. Imgur. Oh,
I do.
You are delusional.
Cheryl, does it?
I have no idea.
I don't care about where you're...
Take a screenshot of the picture, then, if you're worried.
Jesus Christ.
Screenshot share data, and I...
No, they don't, you dumbass.
Cheryl, get your pen and paper ready. We're doing money now. I gotta go.
Okay, let me open the thing. But all these calls she has listed.
What? We made the call.
The one for Cheryl, I even wrote the script for.
Well, it'll have to wait till next time because you guys took too much time talking.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So, that'll teach you. All right.
Opening thing.
You ready? What do you want, a hard drive? You have one of those 300 RPM hard drives?
I've got to turn the page.
What kind of computer are you using? A DisplayRite?
Oh, no, I don't even have it on a computer. I just do it by hand, and I got one of those big, cash register things with the tape
all right.
and all that.
Are you ready yet or not?
That's not my picture.
Are you ready
You can find
yet?
People's pictures if you just type in random numbers.
Oh, shut up.
Numbers.
We're doing money. Deborah, I don't want you to talk unless there's a point while we're doing money.
Okay.
And if you want to make a donation, now's the time, Nick.
Go. You ready?
I mean, people. Okay, I'm ready, honey.
Kyle F. $25. Jason.
Thank you, honey.
Jason Flatowitz, 67 cents. Now,
Jesus.
Comes with a note. The note says, tell Deborah I've been living in a van for a year in San Francisco. I can give her helpful tips if she's seriously interested in the lifestyle. For me, it was desperation. NRA, anyway, donating $1 is all I can afford. Keep in mind that PayPal took 33 cents of that dollar. All right. Auntie O,
$4.48. $4.48. And do people not know that they can send this as a friend or whatever?
David Miller, $4.55.
Jesus. Thank you.
Jeff S.
Send it as a friend.
Jeff S. $9.41.
Oh, they can.
Bradley R., $4.55.
Oh. Well, they can.
Pedro F., $23.97. Oh, that was for Madge. It says, for lesbian Madge, more solo shows.
Oh.
Sorry, okay. You don't get that. That was just for me. Yeah. Okay.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you don't get that money. That was for Madge.
Oh. Yeah. Bullshit. All right.
Daniel K., $4.48.
No.
Scott Sutton. Well, again, this is, I'll let you have all of it. $30 for you and the rest for the girls. I'll let you just switch. I'm just going to override Scott Sutton, even though,
thank you.
Sorry, Scott. Thank you for that, but I'm going to override it because the math is too hard. $50 even.
Yeah.
You guys never say no. See, you should say no, Madge. That's for you. But you're you're just garbage people.
You did that.
You're garbage people. All right.
Well,
Ashley W.
We're swamp people.
Ashley W. $4.55.
Yeah.
Thank you, honey.
Pappy, $20 even. Thanks for the rum, honey. Tim Trainer, $23.60.
Again.
Bicycle Mark, $19.12.
Ah, man, thanks.
The note says, to help fund Madge and the girls, if I could choose, $10 to Madge, $5.01 to Deborah, and $4.99 to Rilch, but that's your business. All right, you can split that one evenly.
Bitch.
You can split that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm worth more value than you.
Kenneth C. 40. Just stop. What did I tell you, Deborah? Shut up.
Sorry.
Kenneth C. $48.25.
Whoa. Very generous. Thank you, honey.
Thanks,
sir. His note says, yes. How did they fill you with? From How Did They Fill You With and Yeast On Me Popcorn and Get Fucked, Get Saved, Get Smoky, and Thought and Prayers and Hurts and Smells, Thought and Prayers, Hurts and Smells, etc. Repeat.
We're praying.
Okay.
Yeah.
J.C. Moore, $9.41.
Oh.
And the note says, AIDS-y Queen, T-cells in his teens. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mike V., $15 even.
Oh,
okay. Claire S., $9.41 scants.
Oh, okay.
Love that store.
Vince L., $50 even. Thank you.
Okay.
His note says, you're growing up. We'll have to call you Mister. Brad F., $49.22.
Whoa.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Edith, $30 even.
We're selling this lamp.
Shut up.
It belonged to this celebrity and it's got a bobblehead inside of it. This starting bid is $500. It's yours. Sold. Yes.
Poppy, $20 even.
Oh, Poppy. Yeah.
Ashley W., $4.55.
Thanks,
Ash. The note says, so glad you're back. Now, hold on a second before you add. No, you didn't add Pedro's, right? Because that was all for me, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I want to make something clear. So you need to, when you donate people, you have to like specifically go to PayPal and don't use the links on my website. Unless, I mean, you can, but they're going to take money out. So if you go,
just fix them.
If you go to, because you can't make links for family and friends. So if you go to PayPal, and why don't you do something, Cheryl? Why don't you be useful instead of just taking money that you don't earn?
Well, I'm being
you do nothing.
Accountant.
You don't even you can't even read the script in advance. You sound like a 2 year old. You sound like a 2 year old learning to read for the first time. You don't even earn the money. You could at least show the audience some respect and maybe read the script once or twice. Is that too much to ask?
I get to be the first time.
All right. Did you get all that? How much is the total?
Yeah. Let's see here. I gotta get on my Anim machine. Anim computer. Yeah. 135.2 each.
I couldn't hear because Deborah was gasping, thus wasting time. Say it again.
135.42.
Okay. Now, audience, thank you for doing it the proper way.
Yes. Do you have a PayPal me address?
Because if
yes,
we
I
did,
do.
You know.
I do.
We...
Let me see what it is.
Because those are really easy, and I notice a lot of YouTube stars use that now.
Oh, stars.
If you little girls
stars.
Just do this, then we would do runs all the time.
I do have an episode of Deborah Watches Stranger Things, Season 1, Episode 1.
Did you see that James is done being a stupid candidate for something in Seattle, so maybe he'll start donating again?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What is it, PayPal me? What's my address? How do I find out? I know I set it up, but I can't remember.
I don't know. Let me check on my Palm.
One?
I can't remember.
My Palm Pre.
Oh, I love that. I used to have one of those. I still use it every day. I use it, and then I also use my paper calendar. Double. You know, I have to have double systems. What if something goes down? You never know.
You never know.
Mm-hmm. In these days of Trump and all that, you don't know.
Is it possible for me to get internet to work if I run like a really long ethernet cable to a major city?
No, it's called moving.
Oh. Do you think if, say, a certain girl moves to a certain place, would that certain place give a tour of a certain spaceship?
You'd have to ask a certain pair.
Where do I find my PayPal me? I know I set it up, but I can't find it.
Let's see. PayPal me. Dead noise. Cheryl, do you mind making some noise as me and manage Google?
You missed it, Debbie. I even live shirted for her. Did a live turn.
Is it? No, it's not Zion.
Zion.
Well, you didn't put it as your name.
What the fuck is it then?
Let's see. Okay, it's PayPal me. Okay, it's paypal.me/eastradio.
Man, did you see what Vince said?
What?
He said, I'll donate $100 next time if Man shows up in a pretty dress and pretty makeup.
We'll see.
Well, sit, you bitch, you'll shave.
Yeah,
and get your
I mean, but you think I'm going to give you any of that money? Well, explain to me, you two.
Hairy drag queens are the thing now.
Explain to me why you two should get money if I go to the expense and effort of putting on a dress and makeup. Go.
Because we tell you that you're pretty, even when you're not.
Maybe I'll blur my face and show my lady cunt.
Ooh, I'm going to paint my taint and show that.
Cheryl, what was the amount again?
Jesus Christ. You know, that's a thing. $135.42.
So when you send us money, send it to friends and family. Not goods and services.
So when the iPhone X comes out, we need to call Apple and be like, so I just need
I don't
to look
give a fuck
it.
About the iPhone X. Go fuck yourself with it.
So if I get it, do I just look at it? Can you look at it?
The money that it would cost.
Oh, I just want you to look at it.
$1,000 for some stupid phone that just gets you angry because it's supposed to work with your
but
face.
You can
like
you just...
When everyone I know updated their iPhone at the latest thing and now they can't make phone calls or get any of them, no big deal.
Mine, I can.
What doesn't make sense is the beta that I was on, like the GM beta, it worked perfectly and I had no battery issues. As soon as I went to like the public, you know, like the full release,
it's the same
battery
thing.
Like
the gold. The gold.
I know, but then I don't understand.
Well,
what
it
changed.
Is because people like you who supposedly beta test don't actually beta test. You're just masturbating to Apple because you want the latest shit. But you don't do anything to test it. You don't give a shit. And you don't know how to be critical. If your life depended on it, you wouldn't know how to be critical of an Apple product. So, of course, you're not testing it. You don't test it. You don't realize the battery's draining until people who actually have to use their phone for business realize that it's fucked. And then idiots like you who've just been sucking on Apple's cock for the past 3 months, you weren't beta testing. You just wanted the software soon. You don't know that. You don't know that that's what's going on
I
in your shitty little.
It when I got my
your
PSL.
Shitty little head.
That's I got my about. iPhone and I just because it's really pretty. Thanks.
Well, at least something's pretty.
So they want to know why you won't set up a Patreon instead.
No, I'm not.
Because she's going to do that privately.
Look, the problem isn't the method. That's just another way to suck money out. The problem isn't the method of we have the problem is the audience isn't big enough.
Well, to be
it's
kind
not
of
that
honest,
there's not a mechanism. The problem isn't the mechanism. Everybody wants Patreon, GoFundMe. I did GoFundMe for the internet thing. They take so much fucking money. I don't
That's
think
true.
That they should take any more money. If we can do PayPal and people do it the right way, then they won't even have to take those fees.
The problem is we have big downers that
we
come and go.
We need a bigger – we need more audience. Now, people need to spread that – shut up, you little twat. You don't even know how to check your goddamn Apple shit. Now, if you want to help the show, in addition to making money, you can help us spread the audience, which means not being ashamed of it. It's not that you want us to beg for more money from the five people that listen. The problem isn't the method of payment. The problem is the number of people listening. The quantity.
The problem is people are scared to be associated with the show.
Well, exactly.
Because it sucks.
No, not that it sucks. It's just every episode. It's like when I go to the gas station and I'm listening to the show. I always roll the windows up and turn it down. I try to turn the show down.
Well, that's ridiculous because the thing is, if you look at who's the president, the president is this fucking awful person who gets Tic Tacs and then grabs vaginas. You can say whatever you want to in this country and be president. Why the fuck would anybody be ashamed because they listen to this podcast? That's idiotic.
Yeah, that is kind of true, though, isn't it?
But I'm actually the same. Like, I don't even promote this show on my own Facebook.
I am ashamed.
I don't.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I mean, I put it on Golden Circle. I put it on the East Book page, but I don't even promote it on my own Madge Weinstein. So,
well, what about Lady Bunny? Can't Lady Bunny name drop us on Rue?
And Rue would say, "What's that shit?"
I don't think Lady Bunny likes it enough to do that. And she doesn't.
Well,
she doesn't
Reagan's
listen.
Been on it.
She doesn't listen. Reagan's been on what? Reagan's been on what?
Right. Has been on RuPaul's YouTube channel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, that was a
she. No, it wasn't. That was actually a pretty good one.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I didn't know. I don't know anything about it.
World of Wonder Productions or something. It was like phone calls.
It's not RuPaul's.
Reagan.
Yeah, that
it's
was
It's his
horrible.
Production
Ring
company.
The bell.
Yes, that is. Yes, that is.
Ring the bell is a. That was a piece of shit. I'm sorry.
Well, I don't know what
I'm
you're
saying,
talking about.
Better. Well, did you get to do it?
Yes.
Were you on Bigger Mother? No.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. All I know is if we want more money, it's not we need a Patreon. We need fucking more.
Well, okay. What if we do handwritten notes, leather bound, to all the people we've pissed off that used to be big donators?
Go right ahead.
Like who?
Okay.
And then how about the ones that said that they were going to give us all this money and never did?
I have an idea. How about Cheryl, the only one of this group who actually doesn't have a job, who actually did something to help the show during the time that she's not working, which is all the time. How about that?
Colin, what do you need?
Use your brain. Get us more audience. Get us more money. I don't fucking know. Figure it out.
SEO.
I'll spam.
Oh, you know who has gave us an audience that's not terrified of this show is the Twitter people. That lovely Twitter app where you can, you know, do like a 10-second voice clip, sound. What is it called? Soundbite. He retweeted me the other day and retweets Madge all the time.
Hello, welcome to Soul.
What about him?
I'm just saying, he gives us free advertising.
Yeah, but that, honestly, like, that's cool. I had lunch with him and everything, but that's...
It's not a huge takeoff, but you never know. They might get bought out by Apple or something.
Yeah.
Oh, can you...
And then they'll delete those tweets.
True. Can you play the voicemail from How Did They Feel You?
No, it's too late. I gotta go.
Okay.
Nice chatting.
Yeah, it was fun. Bye, y'all.
Okay, hold on, Miss Edna. Yeah.